Okay? Okay, today is Daf Lamed Beis. We are on Lamed Aleph Amed Beis, by the third line from the bottom, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, Ezehu Mora. What does it mean to have Mora for a parent? So the Brisa says, and the Ezehu Kav Kibud. What's Kibud? Right, there are two mitzvahs. It's Kabir Tavich Ezinecha, Ish Ima V'Aviv Tiro. What are they? So Mora is Lo Omer B'Mkomo, don't stand in his place. Lo Yoshe B'Mkomo, don't sit in his place. Lo Soseres Devarav, don't contradict him. V'lo Machrihu, don't even take sides. So some say this means, don't even take his side. Your father says something, yeah, I agree. So who are you to agree? Rashi can go either way. Rashi says, If your father and a chacham are arguing about something, lo yomar nirim devir ploni. Don't say, for sure don't say, I think the other guy's right. Maybe even if your father's right. In other words, who are you? Is kibud, what's kibud? Machel, umashke, eating, drinking, malbish, clothing him, umachase, covering him, machnas and motzi, bringing him in and bringing him out. Another gear there is manil, helping him put on his shoes, right? So all the things of kibud have to do with the parent himself or herself, right? Giving him food and all that, all those things. So the question comes up, and we asked this yesterday, what if your parent said something that has nothing to do with himself? For example, I want you to wear a sweater today. Now, it's a request of a parent. So you have to listen, no? But what if it's 95 degrees outside? And wearing a sweater is not reasonable. So the Sefer HaMatnet, right over here, this daf, says that if a parent asks you for something that does not benefit the parent, for example, please wear a sweater today. So we'll get to the 95 degrees in a minute. But if your parent asks you, please wear a sweater today, the machna, so these are three ways to look at it. Either it's under the category of kibud, even though it's not benefiting the parent, or it's not, or what the Sefer Machna holds, which is, it's mora. It becomes mora. You're not allowed to be soser his words. You're not allowed to say, no, you're wrong. You're not allowed to argue. So if your parent asks you to please put on a sweater, you're not allowed to argue. Right? You can't argue with him. So you have to do it. What if it's not reasonable? What if it's not reasonable? 95 degrees outside. Your father wants to wear a sweater. Your mother says, I think you should wear a coat today. Right? What do you do? So Rabbi Sabolovsky, in his Shir on Kibud of the Aim, he said that what the post can have come down with is it's a reasonable, if it's a reasonable request, if a third party, sometimes you might need a third party. Sometimes you might need a third party. Is that a reasonable request? Like we said yesterday, what if your father says, I want you to go to dental school? So I don't want to go to dental school. But so if I don't go to dental school, I'm being mevatel the mitzvah of mora of? That sounds extreme. Maybe it's not extreme. So he said that the post can hold that the question is whether it's reasonable. Right? Is it a reasonable request that what your father's asking you? So if he's asking you to wear a sweater in 95 degree weather, that's not reasonable. It's objectively not reasonable. The father thinks you need one, but it's not true. Now, in that spectrum, I gave you an extreme case where the psak is very easy. Right? I'm sure there's cases where it's not so simple. It's not so simple. And these could be life-changing, life important, not wearing a sweater on a hot day, big deal. These could be questions that could change your life, and there's a mitzvah in the Torah to listen to your parents. So these are big issues. What about, and as a child of someone who's one of his, both his parents unfortunately, smoked for many years, now Baruch Hashem they both don't, but they both did, the minute I got my license, my father used to, you know, go to me when I was already in my pajamas, ready to go to sleep, Menachem, you gotta go get me some cigarettes. And you gotta buy me some cigarettes. So you have to listen? Do I have to listen? Do I have a chiv to listen? Right now I have my license, I can go driving around. I drive, you know, all the way to Queens to get cigarettes from Brooklyn, right? But you know, it's a serious shaila. Do you have to listen? So, the shaila is, Rabbi Schreiber,
yes.
If your parent asks you to buy cigarettes, do you have to listen? And the shaila came up with me. My father, the minute I got my license, the father used to come to me. My Baruch Hashem hasn't smoked in like 10 years, but he used to. So, Sefer Hasidim says as follows. It's based on Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim says, if the doctor says that something that your father, something that your that is a sakana to your parent, and he asks you for it. The doctor says, your parent can't drink water. And your father says, bring me a cup of water. So the chassidim says, don't bring him the cup of water. It's a sakana. The chidah says that that's only if it's a sakana mamish. If it's a klali hezik, like cigarettes, that's a sakana mamish. I'm not going to die that minute. He smokes, takes one cigarette. If it's a sakana klali, then it doesn't apply. Then the Sefer Chassidim didn't mean that, and you have to listen to your parents. Keep it off. The Shalos Hatshuv is Kol Gadol. I don't know who that is. He says, no way. Even if it's a general hezik klali, it's mazik. There's no shayla about that. There's no shayla about. How long, how many years is it going to take? That we can debate. The doctors don't even, they can debate that all they want. But the fact that it's a mazik, no shayla about that. Therefore, if I ask you for a sakana, even if it's not a sakana right the second, it's going to become a sakana, you don't have to listen. Based on that, the Ber Moshe says, right, the Devotina Rebbe says, if the doctor has already examined your parent, and he already says that, you know what, smoking is going to be particularly more dangerous for him than for the average person, then no way. And if not, then maybe yes. Maybe this, the chiv of kibbut of might override that tzivui. What do you think of that? Doctor, what do you think of that? Hard to swallow, right?
Are you allowed to steal the cigarettes he has?
To take them away from him? So it's a Rachel stole the truffim. Right? So Rachel tried to stop her father. So that's a spiritual hezek, right? As opposed to a physical hezek, right? So was Rachel... So I don't think anybody ever accused Rachel of doing anything wrong. The only shaila was that she lied about it. Right? It was before Matan Torah? Okay. 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 Now, there are cases out there when you are allowed to be so your father. There are. There are actually four different cases. The Tosfos Bi Hazaken says, after his death. That, we said yesterday already, that things change when there's a death. After his death, you're ready to let it argue. No, you know, my father once said, but I disagree. To just say it like that, I disagree. The Beis Yosef says you're allowed to argue if it's not in his presence. That's not a bittul of kibbut if it's not in his presence. Or mora. Yeah, you could do. The Prisha says, if you prove you're right. If you prove you're right. It says in the Farish and Shulchan Aruch, I'm right. Right? Or it says in that history book, I'm correct. And the last one, the Chazanish says, you're not allowed to argue with your father. But to have a pilpul back and forth with him, that you could do. Right? And then maybe oh, so that I don't know. In other words, what if it comes out that you're right? Right? So that might be okay. It's not outright. I'm not outright arguing with you. Oh, we'll discuss it. We'll bring rice back and forth. This, that. Right? So once, and then you get to the bottom line. I don't know if he says you're allowed to. Like, what's the punchline there? Can you give the zinger? I don't know. That I don't know what the Chazanish would say. Okay. Next, Ibayalahu. Following Shaila. Michel me. Who has to pay for kibbut aveim? Who has to pay for that? So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda Omer, Michel ben. The son has to pay. Rav Nassan bar Oshi Omer, Michel av. No, the father has to pay. That's how we paskin. You have to take care of them. And if they call you up and ask you for, not for cigarettes, but they ask you for a cup of coffee, you have to do it. They have to pay for the cup of coffee, but you have to go do it. And that's how we paskin. It's the father's obligation. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Oh, an Ori Le Rabbanan, Rav Yirmiyah, Amrilei Lebrei, Rav Yirmiyah, Kamanda Amar Mishal Av. We hold, we paskin, that it's the father's money. Meisvei, wait a minute. We said yesterday, Ne'amar Kaber Savicha Vesimecha, V'ne'amar Kaber Hashem Mehoncha, that you have to just like, Honcha means money, just like you have to spend money for Hashem. You have to spend money for your parent, Malahalam Bechasar Kis, V'afkan Bechasar Kis. Right, so just like over there, it means you have to buy an esrig. It costs money to buy sukkah and matzah. It cost. So maybe it also had cost money to serve a parent. So the Gemara says, and if iyamar de mishal av, and if it's the father's money, so my nafkale mine. What's the difference? Not costing me the father's money. Says the Gemara, lebitol malacha. No, it's my father's money. If my father asks me to drive him to the airport, he has to pay for the gift. But I have to take off the day of work. It's my bitul malacha. I can't tell him, no, I have to go to work. Now, that translates into money. I'm not exactly sure, but the halacha l'maaseh, how does that play out? How does that play out? We're talking about a case where and I saw the Mefarshim talk about it, where a maniyat revach is not called, is that called bitul malacha? Is that what we mean? Right, I have a deal. I'm only not going to make more money. Because the deal is that he needs me to drive to the airport, but that's when the deal is. Right? That's when the deal is. So, is that what it means? But you lose a day's work, you don't get paid that day. They dock your hours, they dock your pay. So that's no different than me having to spend for the parking. It's the same thing. You're just calling it something else. I'm calling it a lost wages. So that's what we're saying. One is the fact that you're not gaining more. And one is, I might have to stick my hand into my wallet. But if I don't get paid that day, isn't it really the same? In other words...
Yes.
So how does this play out as man as that? I don't know. Right.
You'd be glad to say, I won't do it today, I'm going to have to do it tomorrow.
Right.
But if I have to show up to work, I have a meeting.
Right, and if I don't go to work, I'm going to get docked. That might be called mamash mishal mi.
Or fired.
That's mishal mi, and I don't have to do it. Right? But if I could do it later, I could come late, and it won't make a difference, and the boss doesn't mind if I come 2 hours late, then you have to do that. And then I could tell another person, I can't drive you today, I got to go to work. I'd love to do chesed for you, but I'm not doing it. I can't. So when your father, you have to be much more careful with the excuses. Okay. Tashma, another raya about whether or not it's true that it's Mishal Mi or Mishal Av, because we have a braisa, it's actually a Mishnah, to Tosefta, Beit Achim, two brothers, or Shnei Shutfin, or two partners, or Ha'av Ubeno, or a father and a son, or Harav a Talmido, or a Rav and a Talmid, Podin Zeh Lezeh Maiser Sheni. They can be poded for each other Maiser Sheni. What Rashi points out is, if you're poded your own Maiser Sheni, you don't want to shove all that fruit to Yerushalayim, so you're poded it yourself, you'll take the money up. You have to take an extra fifth. But if I'm poded your Maiser Sheni, there's no din of a fifth. Now, so wouldn't everybody have somebody else be poded the Maiser Sheni? Maybe. However, says the Tosefta, let's say a father and a son. So is that considered like really the same thing? That the father's really, if the son does it on behalf of the father, isn't that really the father? And shouldn't he have to pay the fifth? I would think that. Two partners. Well, they own it together. What, so one's going to be poded for the other, he's not paying the fifth? That's exactly true. One's poded, not the same person. If it's maybe a man and a husband and a wife, maybe we had that already with the husband and the wife. But and we said there that they are the same person. Unless she has her own produce because she has a Yerusha that doesn't nothing to do with the husband. Right? But what about a father and a son? They're not the same person. So a son could be poda for the father and not have to pay the fifth. And so to a partner, so to a Rav and a Talmud, right? Even though they're very close, they're very tight, they love each other, unbelievable relationship, but they're not the same person. So you can be poda for one over the other and not have to pay the fifth. Right? Not only that, that wasn't the kicker. Umachilin ze leze meiser oni. And you're allowed to give meiser oni to your father. Let's say your father's very poor. So you can use your meiser oni for your father. Right? And you can say anything for a Rav and a Talmud and a partner and all these cases. Am I basically giving it to myself? No, you're not. I give it to myself, I'm giving it to someone else. I'm giving it to my Rav. My Rebbe, I'm giving it to my Talmud, I'm giving it to my partner or my father or my son. The Iamrit Michel Ben. But wait a minute. If the din is that you have to pay, the chiv is on a son to pay for kibarav, then nimsa zeh pareach over mishal aniyim. You're paying your obligation, your Torah gave you an obligation to honor a parent. I'm using miser money to honor a parent. Right? You can't use miser money to buy an esrig. You can't use miser money to buy matzah. You can't use miser money for mitzvos. Right? So how could you use miser money for kibbutz avim? You can't do that. It must be that the one who holds that it's Mishal Av is incorrect. It must be that, I'm sorry, yes, the one who holds, I'm sorry, the one who holds it's Mishal Ben, the one who holds it's the son's obligation, that's an incorrect shita. Because there's a Tosefta here that says, you can use your miser money to support your parents. And how could that be if it's your own chiyuv? So the Gemara says, no. Lo tzricha lahadafa. No, what we're saying is as follows. The ikur din of honoring a parent cannot be used with miser money. I'm not using miser money for a mitzvah. What we're talking about here is, so now, what is a father entitled to for support? He's entitled to two, three square meals a day, right? He's entitled to live like a human being, like a decent person. But what about the extras? Right? Everybody else, we all have extras. So you want to give your father some extras also. Maybe his extras are requirements. He needs more than the average person. Those extras you can use with Maaser money. That's what the Gemara is saying. So then I thought to myself, so what if you an average Esrog cost X? So I'll pay for my own, out of my own pocket. But the red, the fancy one, I'll use with my Maaser money. Can you do that? I don't know, because we're going to see in a minute what the Chassan Sofer says about this halacha. One minute, ihachi, if that's true, hainu diktoni Allah, but what about what we learned, Amr of Yehuda, tavo mi'ira, a curse should come, l'misha machalas of ma'aseroni. A curse should come to somebody who does that, who gives ma'aser money to his father. Now, vi'i lahadafa, and if it's for the extras, ma'inaf gamina, what difference does it make? In regard to this klala. So the Gemara says, afilu hachi zula bein milsa, it's still belittling. It's still belittling. What's belittling? Yeah, to call him an ani. So I believe that the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. He brings down this curse. So the shaila came to the Chassan Sofer. The Chassan Sofer was asked the following shaila. This guy's supporting his father. His father doesn't have any money. He also doesn't have any money. He's not a wealthy man. But listen, he has a chiv, his father's going to go onto the street. He's not letting his father go out onto the street. So he's doing his best. So can you use Maaser money to support the father? So the Chassam Sofer said, 100%. Not only can you have to. What about this Gemara about a curse on you? He says, yeah, the curse is only if there's other ways for your father to get money. Other means. Other availability. And he's embarrassed, or he doesn't want to, or you want to, whatever's going on there in your head. Then, yeah, that's not appropriate. You're getting cursed for that. There's no other option. It's either you using your Maaser money to support your father, or your father goes out into the street. What's the shaila? Right? What's the shaila? There's no shaila. If you're a wealthy person and you can afford to support your father and other aniyim, well, call a kavod. But if you're tied to, and the alternative is your father's going out into the street, says the Chassam Sofer, of course. I'm talking about is other availability. There was a kupa at a ear. There's a tzedakah in the town, but your father's too much of a bitch, he doesn't want to go to the tzedakah. He's going to go and make you pay your ma'aser money. No, you get a klal if you do that. Right? That's a klal. Can't act like that. Okay?
Why does that
matter?
Is it more embarrassing
to go to the town than having to use the listen, I'm not saying it's not embarrassing. But to make the son use a ma'aser, which is for people that there is no out. Right? That's what it's for. And your father has another way to get supported. It's not for you taking away money from other aniyim.
And you said you go to
the year
for your father.
Okay, so you're right. Send a third party if you're embarrassed. But it's not fair. It's not fair to take away Maaser money just because your father's standing on his principle. It's not fair. So if you do that, you get a klal. Listen, you don't have any options. Of course, 100%. Send the klal over. 100%. What's the alternative? No, this is a no-brainer. Shalos Rabbi Elazar, ad hechen kibud av aim. How far does kibud av aim go? Amalahem, so he answers back, Kidei Shiyitol Arnaki, if the father will take the purse, the Yizriku Liam Bafanov, and he'll throw it into the ocean, the Eno Malkimo Machlimo, and you're not going to be embarrassed. Now, V'i Amrit Mishel Av, if you're telling me that Kibud of Aim has to be paid for with the father, so Minafkalemine, what does the son care if he throws his own purse into the ocean? What does the son care? Why shouldn't that be an issue of keeping it up? I'm not embarrassed. I don't feel bad that he did that. It's not my purse anyway. It's his own purse. He throws his own wallet into the ocean. What do I care? So that shows to the extent how great is keeping of aim that my father takes my wallet, throws it into the flush it down the toilet, and I sit there and don't say a word. What do you mean? It's not, he's flushing his own money down. It's not my money.
Yeah, the onus is on you if he has
anything left. What? So the Gemara gives a similar answer. B'Riley Yarsha. No, you're waiting for the Yerusha. He's taking your Yerusha. He's flushing it down the toilet. So if you sit there and don't say anything, that's an unbelievable mitzvah. Not to say anything. So what are you doing? Right? You don't say anything. Why? Because I don't talk against my father.
It's clear the hanukkah of this Gemara is that the Chomesh doesn't apply to
other people.
No, to the mitzvah of Kibud Av Aim.
What Chomesh?
You only spend the Chomesh on the mitzvah Saseh, no?
Someone asked that question. Someone asked that question. The Al Yivazve, Al Yivazve, Yivazve, Yosef Mechomash. But anyway, so it's not your money anyway. We hold like it's Mishalav. So that what's the Av? His Av is spending on his own. We spend more than a fifth on our own needs, right? So it's on the Av. Or what would it be if you held if Mishal Ben? I don't know. Right? Well, I don't know. Now, another famous story here that try to prove that we're talking about whether we hold Mishal Av or Mishal Ben. And what about the following case? What about Rav Rav Huna? Rav Huna's son Rabba. The Rav Huna karashi roy ba'anpei Rabba bray. Rav Huna took a shirt and he ripped it in front of Rabba, his son. Amar, he said, Ezil echze, I want to see, im rasach ilo rasach. Does my son Rabba have a temper? So I'm going to take a shirt, and I'm going to rip it in front of Rabba, my son, and I'm going to see if he's going to get upset. Right, so the question is going to be, who cares if he gets upset? It's not his shirt. It's his father's shirt. So my father rips his own shirt in front of me. What do I care? Right? Now, so the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'dilma rasach, maybe he'll get angry. V'ka'avar alifne iver lo sitin michshol. And Rav Huna is now going to violate the mitzvah of lifne iver. Why is he going to do that? Because Rabba, the son, maybe will get very angry and he'll say something to his father and he's going to be over the isser. He's going to say something, napakavadik. Right? You're going to put him in a position to say something very napakavadik. So Rav Huna, by you ripping that shirt, you are doing the aveira of lifne iver. So the Gemara says, no. Demachale liakre. He was mochel him in advance. He was mochel his son in advance. So the Gemara says, v'haka'avar mishum baltashchis. But he's being over baltashchis. So the Gemara says, no, the avid le bepum vayni. He ripped it on the seam. So go to the tail, I'll sew it back. B'dilma mishum hachi lo rasach. So he's not going to get angry. What kind of test is this? So the Gemara says, the avid le b'shas rischei. He did it when he was angry about something else. So when you're angry about something else, and you come over to somebody and say, hello, it's World War III. All you did was say, hello, right? Because we know how people are. It's human nature. When you're angry about something else, you're angry about everything, right?
You're allowed to test it.
Oh.
Not a test it, son,
or what?
You're allowed to test it.
Nice
to test people.
What? It's not a nice meeting to test people? Now, first of all,
the Chavetz Chaim... I
guess because you're going to wear your father's shirt. I don't know. So first of all, the Chavetz Chaim points out that you see from here that you could be over the Isser of Lifnei Iver even if you don't help the guy, even if you're not a Mitzayeya to an Aveira, you're just the cause of an Aveira. That's a big stretch. Entrapment. Right? It's an entrapment, exactly. You're the cause of someone else doing an Aveira, that's enough. You don't have to help him. Right? Just you cause it. But the big shaila here that comes up in this Gemara is as follows. What if you give a kos of wine to a Nazir, and the Nazir doesn't drink it? He doesn't drink it. You, for 3 hours, you're convincing him, and you pour it for him, and it's geschmack, it looks great, and he's misgavered, he doesn't drink it. Are you over Lifnei Iver? Are you over Lifnei Iver? I tried for 3 hours to get him to do this Avera. Are you over Lifnei Iver? Says the Yad Malachi, that from our Gemara it says no. From our Gemara we see no. Why? Because it says maybe he'll get angry. Maybe the son will get angry. And then it's good. Not definitely. If it made no difference, it doesn't make a difference if he got angry or not. You tried to get him angry. You ripped the shirt. So what's the difference if he got angry or not? The potential for getting angry was there. And therefore you should be over with the Iver. Since it says Dilma, maybe. Therefore, you're not over if you pour a cup and he doesn't drink. Okay? Then he changes his mind. Even though that's a good Svara, he holds, you are over. And all the Gemara meant was, Dilma Karasach, the Isser of Lifnei Iver will translate back to you from the moment you pour it. In other words, let's say you, and this is what some hold, let's say for 3 hours you're trying to convince this guy to be over Lifnei Iver, to drink a cup of wine, for 3 hours. And then the Nazir says, I have to think about it. And you leave the cup there and you go home. Let's say Reuven. Reuven's trying to convince a Nazir, and Reuven's trying to convince his Nazir for such a long time. And Reuven pours the cup, and Reuven goes home. And then Reuven dies. And then the Nazir drinks the cup. Now what? Says the Ad Malachi, Dilma karatach, maybe he'll get angry. From the moment you poured in the cup, you're over lifnei iver. So after Misa, you're going to still be judged on that aveira. I am dead. Don't do, right? No, but it goes back to when you were still alive. That's all the Gemara means from here, but to say that you're over lifnei iver, 100% you're over lifnei iver. Says the Chazon Ish, it's impossible. Let's say Reuven wants to burn down someone's house. So he goes to the house, Reuven goes to the house, and he lights the matches and he starts lighting the fire. 10 seconds later, somebody walks by, what's going on here? And he blows it out. Are you chayef for burning down the guy's house? Reuven had every bed machshava in the world to burn down the guy's house. L'maaseh, there's no damage. L'maaseh, there's no damage. It was put out right away. Do you deserve Mafta Yonah? No, you do not. But did you do any damage? There's no damage. So Reuven stands there with a cup of wine for 3 hours, urging him to... There's no damage. How could you be able to lift the neighbor? How could you? So the Rosh Hashanah, the Minchas Asher just says, I hear why you'd be more chayiv by the case of the Nazir, by the case of the anger, because it's more probable to happen. It's more probable that if you try to get a guy to drink a cup of wine, you could succeed. To get somebody angry, who knows? Who knows the guy's temper, and who knows? I mean, maybe he knew his son, but maybe he didn't, because he was testing him. So he didn't know what his son was like. So he just had a svara, maybe they're not comparable. And I can't bring a riot from here to there, because by giving a guy a drink of wine is more shayach to happen, it's more shayach to get the guy to fall, not aveira, than getting a guy angry. Guys get angry, you want to rip shirts and go, who cares? Right? People are funny and people are unique, and it's lav daska that they compare one case to the other. But it's just interesting how from one Gemara you get the whole world of with Naiver. But that was I thought the Chazon Ish is why it made good sense. So the question is, is the issue damage, or just the trying, or the attempt? Right. Okay.
Attempt.
You come dangerously close to committing the act. Okay. Mastila Rav Yecheskel Lamari Bray. Rav Yecheskel said to Rav Murray, his son. And now the Gemara is going to talk about how you speak to your parent. And there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that says as follows. Hanisrafin bin Iskolim. Let's say people that deserve Sreifa were mixed up with people that deserve Skila. And now we don't know which Misa to give these people because they all got mixed up. So it says the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Shimon Omer, you don't have a Skila. Everybody gets Skila. Why? Because Sreifa Chamur. Because Sreifa is the worst one. Sreifa is more Chamur. So I can't give everybody the Chamur one. Right, Rav Shimon holds in Sanhedrin that Sreif is more chomer than Skila. So I have 20 people in here in this room, and they all deserve Misa, and some Skila, some Sreifa. Everybody gets, the people that deserve the worst one, they get a break now. They're going to get the Sreif. They're going to get the Skila. What? No, it's not a chesaron in the kapara. We don't know what to do. That's what we have to do. Amar le Rav Yehuda Berei, Abba, lotus nini hachi. That's the wrong reason. My ear, Yisreifa Chamura, I don't need the reason that Sreif is worse, therefore they're going to get the lighter one. Typically, I have a better reason. The Ruben is skulling in it. The Rove was Niskals. The Rove were people that had Skila. We're going to follow the Rove. There's 18 people that did Skila, 2 that got Sreifa. They got mixed up. Well, we're going to give all the other 18 the Chamura digger one? No, we'll go bust the Rove. Rove is Skila. Ella Hachi Anisnayu. Haniskalim binisrafim. No, so we'll change the mission to say, Skilas got mixed up with Sreifas. Therefore, the Sreifas was the majority. Therefore, that Rove is not a good answer. So I came up with my answer, they're going to get the more makel one. Amalei, Ihachi, if you want to change it, Hainu, Aim a Sreifa. What about the Sreifa? The Chachamim Omrim, you don't have a Sreifa. The Chachamim say, Sreifa's worse. Sreifa, they everyone to get Sreifa. Why? Shaskila Chamura, because they hold Skilas worse. So now the Gemara question, my area the Skila Chamura. What's that reason for? Tepeg lay the Ruben Esrafaninu. What about the reason of Rove? We have a reason of Rove. So Amalei, no. Hasan Rabbanan Hudika Amrilei Rav Shimon. Rabbanan are talking to Rav Shimon. You said sreif is worse. Not low. Absolutely not. Skil chamura. Skil is worse. So what do you get out of this Gemara? The main point is that he spoke to him. He said to his father, Dad, that's not the way to teach. That's not the way to teach a Mishnah, right? So Amar Shmuel Rav Yehuda Shinana Lo Teimalei Lavucha Hachi. Don't talk to your father that way. Titania Harisha Aviv Overal Divrei Torah. If you see your father doing something wrong. Al Yomer Lo Abba Vartal Divrei Torah. Right? Don't come down on him. Dad, you're doing something wrong. Ella Omer Lo Abba Kach Kosev BaTorah. You know, it says in the Torah it's the following. So the Gemara says Kach Kosev BaTorah. It's Uri Komitzarale. That's no different. And we can also feel bad. Ella Omer Lo. Difficult line here. Abba Mikra Kosev BaTorah Kach. So you can say that as a question. Doesn't it say this? Doesn't it say in the Torah that ABC? Doesn't it say? And through his own understanding, the father will get the hint. But you can't say, Dad, you can't teach a mission like that. That's not how you talk to your father. Elazar ben Masya Omer, Abba Arm Hashkini Mayim. If my father tells me to bring me a cup of water, mitzvah lasos, and I have another mitzvah to do, I have to go to the Levaya now, and my father says, bring me a cup of water, what do I do? So the Gemara says, Meniach eni kavod Abba, I leave aside my father's kavod, v'oses mitzvah, and I do the mitzvah. Sha'ani v'abba chayavim b'mitzvah. Because my father also has a chiv to go to that levaya. So since we're both mitzuveh, same idea like by a wife, right? That the wife serving the husband. Since we're both mitzuveh, the cup of water has to wait, and I go to the levaya. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, im efshar l'mitzvah laso ta'adei acher. If someone else can go to that levaya, I have to go. They need me to drive to the cemetery, they need a minion, so someone else can go to the minion. If someone else could go, tiyasa ayde acherim. You let someone else go, v'yelechu b'chavar aviv, and you go serve your father. Amr of Masna, halacha ki Isi ben Yehuda. And that's how we paskin. Halacha is like Isi ben Yehuda. No one else could do it. Okay. I don't know, because in this daf, we don't come up with sibling, and we don't come up with in-laws. Now, I know that they learn out from that the S includes the older brother.
No, I don't mean about the high covenant system. Is it an extra law society there? Oh. I can ask my brother to
buy it. I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. Okay, next. Amar Vitzchak Bar Shila, Amar Masta, Amar Chizda. Ha'av Shemachal Kavodo Kavodo Machal. If a father is Mochal on his kavod is Mochal. Says the Sefer Chasidim, but Hashem is not Mochal. Hashem is not mochel. That's why Yaakov was punished for going away for 14 years. Yitzchak was mochel. Yitzchak told him to go, no? Yes, Yitzchak can be mochel all he wants, but Hashem's not mochel. Right? Unbelievable fact. Hashem doesn't give. Hashem's not mochel. Harav shemalcha kavod ain't kavod mochel, but a rav is mochel and is covered. That's no way. Rav Yosef Amar, no, I feel a rav shemachal kavod kavod mochel. Even a rav can. Shenemar, v'Hashem holech lufneim yomam. Hashem was the leader. Hashem was mochel on his kavod. Hashem's mochel on his kavod. So Amar Rava, hachi hashta. What do you mean? You're bringing a rav from Hashem. Hasam Hakadosh Baruch Hu alma dilehu v'Torah dilehu. The world is his. The Torah is his. Mochel elikare. He can be mochel. Hacha Torah dilehi. Torah dilehi. What if this guy's Torah? Because he learned some Torah. He can be mochel on his kavod. Hader Amar Rava. Rava changed his mind. In Torah Dilehu, it is his Torah. Dixiv Mutaraso Yeheger Yomam V'Layla. Therefore, even a Rav can be mochel on his kavod. Any, is that true? For Rava Mashki Behilula De Brei. Rava went to the wedding of his son. V'dale Kasel Rav Papa Ula Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, and he was giving out a drink to Rav Papa and Rav Huna the Brei Rav Yeshua. The Kamu Mekaimei, and they stood up for him. L'Rav Mori Ularav Pinchas Brei, but he went to Rav Mori and Rav Pinchas Brei, the Rav Chista, v'lo kamu mikaimei. They didn't get up for him. They didn't stand up for him when he walked by, whoever walked by. Ikbid, he got upset. Wasn't standing up for me. V'amar Hanu Rabbanon, v'hanu Rabbanon, lav Rabbanon. These Rabbanon that stood up for me, they're Rabbanon. But these that didn't, they're not Rabbanon. Right? Why? V'su, another story, Rav Papa havi mashki behilula da abba mar brei. Rav Papa also once was at a wedding serving drinks. V'dali le kassel of Yitzchak brei of Yehuda v'lo kam mikamei. He didn't get up. V'ikbid, and he got angry. So what do you see? That a rav that's mochel on his kavod, it's not mochel. Now, the reason why you have the second story, the Mefarshim point out, is because the first story, maybe Rava only got upset because there was a contrast. Some did and some didn't. That's why he was upset. But now the second story, there's no contrast. One person didn't get up. Right? What? Because he's serving drinks. Because he's serving drinks. That's how you know. So the Gemara says, "Afilu hachi hidu ma'abid le." You should have gotten up a little bit. You know, like when the guy walks in, you get up like, you move yourself in your chair. You don't really get up. You just move around in the chair. It looks like you, right? That's what they should have done that. At least to give the appearance that they gave him COVID. Amar Rav Ashi. Yeah, there's a makor for that laziness, right? Amar Rav Ashi, afilu man damar Rav shemach l'kavodo kodo machol. Even if you hold that a Rav it's machol, it is machol, nasi shemach l'kavodo. But if a nasi wants to be machol on his kavod, ain't kavodo machol. It's not going to work. Meisve, is that true? But Meisve, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Tzadok, Shoyim Mitzubim, Bebeis Mishra, Shbeno Shal, Rabbi Gamliel. They were by the wedding party of Rabbi Gamliel. V'hoi Rabbi Gamliel, omeiru mashka lehen. And Rabbi Gamliel was serving drinks, which means he was machol on his kavod. He's giving out the drinks to the people in the party at the wedding. Nothing kosher belazar. He tried to give a kosher Rabbi Eliezer. V'lo notli, wouldn't take it. Nothing Rabbi Yeshua. V'kiblo, he took it. So amalo Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer asked Rabbi Yeshua, maze Yeshua. Onu Yoshvin, Rabbi Gamliel, Beribi, Omeru Mashke, Ale. Well, we're sitting over here, and Rabbi Gamliel is like a waiter. He's a nasi. You took a drink from him? He's a nothing b'Yisrael. What are you doing? So Amalei Matzino Gadol Mimeno Shishimesh. I have a bigger person than this. Once did that. Avram Gadol Darhaya. Avram Avinu. The cause of Bo, and it says this week's parasha of Yehi. Revuhu Omer Alehem. And Avram Avinu was serving drinks to who? To three Arabs. Right? V'shem Atom Kamalchi Asharis Nidmulo. Maybe at this point Avram knew they were Malachim. He did not know. There were some travelers, some Bedouins. And what Avram do? He served them like a waiter. So if Avram Davino did that for Chesed, I could do it too. V'anu lo yehei, Rabbi Gamliel bring me over to Mashkalenu? And so Rabbi Gamliel can't do it? So Amalehem, Rabbi Tzadok, ad masla atem anichem kvodo shel makom, batem oskim b'kavod abrios. How long are you going to keep up this practice of belittling the kavod amakom? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Mashiv Rucho, Zumala Nesiyim, he brings winds, and he upraises people, Morid Matar, he brings rain, Umatzmiach Adama, he causes the earth to grow, V'arich Shulchan, L'fnei Kol Echad V'Echad. Everybody has what to eat. Right? V'anu, Lo Yehei Rebbe Gamliel, Bribi Omer Damash Galenu. He shouldn't stand there and serve us. Shouldn't, right? He could stand there and serve us. What? In other words, because we compared the kavod of a rav to Hashem, just like Hashem is able to do it, so too we could do it. So now we're saying the same thing by a nasi. We've raised the ante. Now same thing by a nasi. Hashem does it. Hashem serves everybody. Everybody wakes up in the morning to have what to eat. So if Hashem does serve it, so that Rabbi Gamliel is not better than Hashem. So Hashem, Rabbi Gamliel can't be mochel on his kavod. He certainly can. He certainly can. That's the raya. Hashem's mochel on his kavod. Hashem is a waiter to everybody. He's a waiter, but he's waiter to the whole world. So Rabbi Gamliel can't be a waiter to at the wedding. He can. So Gemara says, "You're right." Ela itmar hachi itmar. Amar Rav Ashi, afilu man damar nasi shemach lakavodo kavodo mochel. Yes, a nasi can be mochel. What's a nasi? It's unclear because now we're going to say melech shemach lakavodo in kavodo mochel. If a melech wants to be mochel, he can't. What's the difference between a melech and Hashem? Hashem's also a melech. And HaMelech, Hashem again. Hashem's mochel on his kavod. What?
There's no provision in the Torah for a nasi.
Right, there's no provision in the Torah for a nasi. 100%. So, it says nasi ba'am chalo sa'or. What's a nasi? Does it mean a melech? Right, I'm not sure what a nasi is. We said it's the head of a shevet. What does that mean? Rabbi Gamliel wasn't the head of a shevet. He was the leader of the world, of the Jewish people at that time. Yeah, but he didn't have a din of a melech. It wasn't a melech for Israel. So, but a melech can't be mochel on his kavod. Shenemar, som tosem alecha melech, sheitei maso alecha. You have to have respect and fear for a king. King can't be mochel on his kavod. Everybody else in the world can, not a king. But Hashem is mochel on his kavod. Right? So, Hashem also, everything Hashem did before by when he said by nasi, Hashem does by a melech too.
Hashem wrote the book.
What? They don't. So what? We said by a nasi, Hashem gives you breakfast. So if Hashem gives you breakfast, Rabbi Gamliel can serve me breakfast. What's the difference? So now that I said that a melech can't be mochel, what should I say? Hashem serves me breakfast. Why can't David a melech serve me breakfast? The answer is, yeah? Oh, similar. So, yeah, who is this? The Ran. Not the Ran. I don't know. I forgot who said it. The reason is because a melech had no choice to be a melech. That's the difference. It was imposed on him. His malchus is imposed on him. So since the malchus was imposed on him, Hashem said that Beis Yehuda is malachim. They have no choice. They're the malachim. They're the malachim. So if you have no choice, don't bring me a raya from Hashem who has a choice. That's the best answer I can come up with. Yeah.
I could father
So why can't a melech be machlam his cover? Why not? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk. So what? So Tosfos says it's a gzeres hakasuf. If you're right, what's a melech different than a father? Right? Gzeres hakasuf. That's Tosfos. The Ritva says that it'll be a bittel of emosecha alecha. It's going to be a bittel of. They say the same thing is true about your father, right? If your father lets you sit in his chair, it's a bittel of mora of inachanami. Rabbeinu Yonah holds as follows. What is a melech? This might answer your question. A melech is a representative of Klal Yisrael. Ein hachanami, a melech can be mochel on his kavod. If every single person in Klal Yisrael agrees. If every single person in Klal Yisrael agrees that there should be a mechila, then he can sit in the melech's chair. He can sit on the throne. Why? Because all he is representative of Klal Yisrael. So, ein hachanami. That's not going to happen. It's not a democracy at all. But in this aspect, it's a democracy, right? If the whole, since he's a representative of Klal Yisrael, so he doesn't care. He'll be mochel. If the entire Klal Yisrael says he should be mochel. So you want to go sit on the, knock on everyone's door in Klal Yisrael because you want to sit on that throne, go right ahead and do it, right? That makes sense.
No, it's not. It's also a representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Oh, so but then you go back to the other. Hashem is mochel on his kavod, the melech would be mochel on his. But no, he's a representative of Klal Yisrael. That doesn't apply to a parent, doesn't apply to a nasi, doesn't apply to a rebbe, right? Only applies to a melech. Okay.
So the king serves you a drink, you shouldn't take it?
What?
The king serves you a drink.
Maybe not. Maybe that never happened. King's never going to go down off the dais and serve you a drink.
There isn't lack of kavod not to take the drink?
What?
Anyway, you can't win. Either way, you're not winning. If you don't take the drink, it's like.
If you don't take the drink.
You can't win.
Don't
take the drink. It's
married by Malchus. What? Yeah. Right. So then you get into the more of a Malchus. So when you draw lines, right? So when if you want to sit on his throne, it's clearly not a kavodika thing. If the melech, when Mashiach comes, we'll have the shiloh. We'll ask him. He says he'll be a melech, right? Melech be Israel, right? I hear what you're saying. Because I insist. Right? When the president says, I insist. So you can say no to him, right? That's the shiloh. Okay, that's a good shiloh. Okay, next. Okay, we have 2 minutes. Tana Rabbanan. We move on to the next topic. The next topic is the topic of Bipnei Seva Tokum, which is halacha, which is one of these. This is one, by the way, this is halacha Shulchan Aruch. Anybody over the age of 70 years old who walks into a Rebbe, stand up for him. Why we don't? Why we're not knowing to do that halacha? I don't know. Rabbi Reisman has a whole share on it. So halacha refers to halacha Shulchan Aruch. If a man over 70 walks into a room, it's a mechiyev of midaraisa to stand up for the person. Doesn't make a difference if you're Tamachacham or Gadol B'Yisrael, or you have to stand up. It's a chiyuv to stand up for a person who's 70 or older. Interesting halacha. Most people do not. They're not against 70-year-olds. They just don't know the halacha. They don't know the age. But if you know for sure,
it's an insult because if you know he's 70.
Right, you're insulting his age. Everybody, only for a lady, right? Tana Rabbanan Bipnei Seva Takum Yachal Afilo Bipnei Zaken Ashmai. Even if he's an Amoritz. Talmud Lomar, Zakin. The ain Zakin el a Chacham. A Zakin is only a Chacham. Why is a Chacham called a Zakin? Why is he called a Zakin? Because it says in Pirkei Avos, says the Ben Yoyada, Ezehu Chacham. Halo made me call Adam. So when you learn from every single person, you absorb every single person. You have so much more years to you than you really are. Why? Because you've taken everybody else's experiences and made them your own. You're like a Zakin. You're like an old person. Okay. Shenemar asaf ali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. And they weren't necessarily elderly people; they were chachamim, but they're called zakenim. Rabbi Yosi aglili omer ein zaken el bishakana chachma. No, anyone who has chachma. Shenemar Hashem kanani reishis darko. Yachal yamod b'pnei makom rachav. Maybe I would have to get off for a faraway place. Tamud lomar tokam v'hadarta. Lo amarti kima el b'makom sheish hidur. When do I have to stand up? When there would be hidur. When there would be face to face. Not from across the room. In his big wedding hall. No! When he's right there, in my Dalai Lamas. Yachal, Yad Rebbe Mamon, maybe I have to give him cover with money. Just like getting up doesn't cost anything. No, we're not talking about money. Maybe he has to get up when he stands, walks out of the bathroom. That's not covered. If the guy comes out of the bathroom, you sit up for him. Right? Talmud Lomak, Tokam Vahadarta. Lomarti Kima El Makab Shish Hidur. Right? Only when it's Hidur. Yachal Yatim Enav Kamishal Orohu. I'm going to turn away. Oh, I don't see that Chacham over here. I was looking at my Siddur. I was looking at my Sefer. I'm very big tzaddik. I don't see the guy walk in. I'm not getting up for him. Right? Right? I'm busy with my learning. I didn't see. Can't do that. Talmud Lomar, Tokam Vyaresa. Dover Hamaso Lalev. Right? Hashem knows what you're really thinking. Ne'amar bovi reisim elokecha, because it says at the end of that pasuk, reisim elokecha. Hashem knows if you're really being sincere. If you're being sincere, you're being sincere. You didn't see the guy. But you're going to go out of your way not to look, because you don't want to sit up for the guy, because you don't like him. Hashem knows what you're thinking. And I'll do that. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, you know, we'll stop here. I don't want to go over. And we'll pick up on this tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. Huh?